As the Easter season draws to an end, the church transitions from celebrating Christ's presence physically to his disciples and apostles, to Christ's presence spiritually to them by means of grace. Holy Mother Church, in her wisdom, prepares us for Pentecost and the coming of the Advocate. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. It may seem at times, especially in these times of pestilence and pandemic, that we have been abandoned by God, been made orphans by the church, by family, by friends. We have not been able to see God's presence in our lives, be present here at Mass, not being able to feel our friends and family with us as much as we would like. Nevertheless, the readings of today's Mass remind us that we have not been abandoned by God, by his church, that he continues to be our loved, to be loved with us, to be our Father, and we are his sons and daughters by grace, that God continues to manifest himself to us and work through us for our own sanctification and salvation, and for the sanctification and salvation of others. Philip, in today's first reading, moved by faith and the grace and the power of the Spirit, is found preaching in Samaria and continue the work of the church to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth. Philip was a witness to the resurrection, to the ascension of our Lord, and to Pentecost. After receiving the Advocate, he goes down to Samaria to do God's work, to be obedient to the will of God. In the second reading, we encounter Peter exhorting the faithful to be courageous witnesses of the faith in the world, to be courageous and prophetic in the way they live their lives, as symbols of hope and charity in the world. Peter reminds us that we must be holy and virtuous in the way we live our lives and be good examples to others who are not Christian. We must be good and faithful ambassadors of the faith in this world. People should be able to notice that there is something different about Christians that sets them apart from the rest of the world. We must be faithful and dedicated to doing the will of God at all times. To be a Christian means doing the will of God and being obedient to his commandments, as the gospel reminds us today. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. I know that at times, especially in this day and age, it's difficult for us to be good Christian witnesses to the world, whether at home, at work, at seminary, at the parish. But that's what our Lord is asking us to do. But he's asking us to do that and not relying on our own strength and power, but in his grace, on his help. And that's why he sends us the Advocate, to give us that courage, that grace, to be good witnesses of the faith in our lives. As we come to the end of this Easter season and our Lord's glorious and triumphant resurrection, let us ask for the grace to be open to God's will in our lives. May we be ready to receive the Advocate at Pentecost with the complete abandonment that he requires of us, and be faithful witnesses in our lives.